Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Beauty and Beats right here on Dalhouse Radio. I'm your host, pro makeup artist from St. Louis, Royalty, and I'm so happy that you guys are tuning in to the show tonight. So I'm super excited about tonight's show, but before we get into that, I'm going to go ahead and let you know how you can follow me on Twitter. You can follow me at AMR Artistry. You can also follow me on Instagram at AMR Artistry STL. And if this is your first time tuning in to the show, we air live every Sunday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Dalhouse Radio airs live 7 days a week. We have 17 shows. They're all different. They all bring something unique. So definitely make sure that you're checking out all the shows that air each day. And also check out our website at www.dalhouseradio.com. So let me go ahead and get into this show just a little bit, kind of tell you why I am so excited. We are talking about natural hair tonight. And I am so happy that we're having this show because I decided to go natural probably mid last year. And part of the reason that I decided to go natural was because I was not retaining the length that I had long time ago before I started doing stuff to my hair. As many of us do, we get to processing it, coloring it, and doing all these different things. We want to be, you know, trending, all the styles that are trending. We want to be, you know, in with it or whatever. But, you know, I had my hair relaxed and, you know, I've gone through breakage. I've gone through shedding. I've had to have my hair cut into a short bob. And one thing that I couldn't do after all of that being done to it was to get it to grow back to the length that it used to be. And so that's kind of what prompted me to go natural. Now, like probably many of you out there, I tried going natural before now, but I backslid. And I ended up relaxing it again. And this time I was just like, nope, I'm going to do it. And that's that. So tonight we have a very special guest that's coming on to talk with us about natural hair, and she has been in the business a long time, in the hair business a very long time, and she focuses on growing your natural hair, and I think that's so important, and I wanted her to come on the show because I know many of you, like myself, as we're going through this transition of going natural, you know, you run into some obstacles. There are some things that you have to deal with when you're relaxing your hair that you do when you have natural hair. There's a special level of care that you have to take to your hair. So we're going to talk about all of that and get into that conversation in a little bit. But I just wanted to kind of give you this little brief, you know, kind of preview of what tonight's show is all about. So definitely, if you haven't told anybody yet, make sure you tell them to get ready, call into the show. Our call-in number is 646-595-4038. Let them know, hey, we're getting into this conversation about natural hair. Call your girlfriends, guys, you can call in too if you're natural and you're, you know, you have questions and you want to know how to maintain your hair. Call on into this line and we're going to get it popping. But right about now, I'm going to go ahead and get into a little brief music break here. Usually this is where I introduce in my co-host. One of my co-hosts are out today, Raphael. He's out. He has a performance that he's doing in another city, so he will not be here today. But we're waiting on Bianca to call in on the line. But while we do that, I'm going to go ahead and get into a brief music break. We're going to listen to this new song. I love this song. If you tuned in to last week's show, you would love this song too. But if not, you can always go back and check out all of our shows on demand at blogtalkradio.com/Dollhouse Radio. Anywho, love this song. This is by an independent artist, Carla Page. This is a new track from her. I am totally in love with it. So we're going to go ahead and get into the song. It's called Supernova, and we will be right back.
Do you feel
track, you guys. That was independent artist Carla Page with her song Supernova. She is such an amazing artist. She's young and she's so full of life, and the girl can write, and she's a great vocalist, and she's just awesome, and she's been on Dollhouse Radio several times, and so she's more like family, but definitely she is such an amazing artist. If you're just now tuning into the show, you are tuned into Beauty and Beats right here on Dollhouse Radio. If you want to call in, our call-in number is 646-595-4038. We are about to get into this conversation talking about natural hair, and we have a special guest that's coming on the show tonight. Tonight we have master hairstylist and colorist Tendai Morris, who will be joining us, and she's going to be talking about natural hair with us, and I'm sure many of you have lots and lots of questions about natural hair, going natural, what to do, how to keep it healthy, how to grow it long, and she also has some special projects that she's working on that's part of this natural hair movement, so she will be on with us in about 4 minutes. I cannot wait until she gets here, and it looks like right now my co-host Bianca is not on, but I'm going to go ahead and bring in another Dollhouse Radio co-host to co-host online with me. So I'm going to go ahead and pick up the line and bring in Mr. Timer.
Hey,
hello, Mr. Timer.
Hey,
what's up?
Everybody,
Timer is the host on our Wednesday night show, Truth Be Told. It airs every Wednesday night at 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Central, and 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You guys definitely want to check out that show. It is an all St. Louis cast, so make sure you check it out and support. So, Timer, I know you're on, and I know natural hair is not your thing, but it's good to have a male opinion on the show because I'd like to know what males think about women who are natural. I had this really funny video that I posted out on Facebook a couple weeks ago, and this guy did like a music video, and it was, kind of like a spoof to, I can't even think of the song that he was actually doing, but it was about the fact that his woman cut off all her hair and she decided she was going to go natural. And it's super funny. I'm going to try to post it out on Twitter and repost it on Facebook. But as a guy, what do you think about natural hair? Are you into the, you know, long, straight hair, or do you, you know, like to see women, you know, rocking their natural hair and their natural textures and curl patterns?
I mean, first off, I just want to speak on, you know, saying the guy who posted the video, you know, it's kind of crazy. I'm sure his wife probably didn't give him a forewarning that she was going to cut her hair, which is kind of like a horrible thing, you know, it's kind of like, you know, our opinions, you know, are, especially with our mates, are strong. And even we don't mean to be harsh, it's still, you know, when it catches you off guard, the reaction may not be a reaction that's taken lightly. Natural hair and it just depends on how it's done. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's not what we do, it's how we do it. So, I mean, I think it's a beautiful thing to try to, I mean, if you're gonna you know, use hair, you know, some people don't use the right quality hair. So, you know, the hair that sheds is like a turn off. Yeah. So,
right.
But I've seen some women with natural hair, and it's a beautiful thing to see, especially, you know, sometimes, you know, the afro and whatnot. You know, everything is not for everybody, but, you know, I think it's good to go natural, you know, truth be told. I really do. I think it's good to be natural.
That's a good point because, you know, I've heard mixed reviews of people, too. I know someone had posted about natural hair one time before, and, you know, somebody had commented, and they were like, you know, well, you know, it's not for everybody, and, you know, but, you know, if you're going to be natural, you're going to be natural. You're embracing your natural texture, and so, you know, it's for whoever wants to do it, in my opinion. But it's 6:15, you guys, and well, 7:15 on the East Coast and 4:15 on the West Coast. But our guest is here, so I'm going to go ahead and bring her on the line. You guys, I'm introducing in Master Hairstylist and Colorist Tendai Morris to the show. Hi, Tendai.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm fantastic. I cannot complain. Cannot complain at all.
Awesome, awesome. So I don't have my original co-host on the show with me right now, so I have my fill-in co-host, Mr. Timer, on the show with me today.
Okay, hey.
Yeah, hey, that's good.
So
yeah,
I'm so excited that...
Exciting.
Yeah, I'm so excited that you're on the show, Tendai, because I really wanted to talk about this, and I hope that we get some callers to call in, because I'm sure there's a lot of people with questions and things, but I'm definitely excited about the whole natural hair conversation, because, of course, I am natural now, and so we'll go ahead and get into the interview, and my first question to you is going to be... how long have you been in the hair industry?
30 years. I know.
Wow.
I literally started when I was a little girl. My whole family, I come from a family of hairstylists, and my dad lived by the motto, there's five kids, he lived by the motto, I'm not the money tree. So as soon as we were able to ask for money, we got clippers,
mm-hmm.
so we started working. He was not
that
playing
was
with us.
Smart.
Really. But yeah, 30 years I've been doing hair, and I'm not that old, you know, so yep. When I tell people
wow.
that, they're like, "What? 30 years? How you do that?" When they do the math, they're like, "Wait a minute, you know." But
right.
it's true. That's
Great.
How long I've been doing hair.
That is amazing, though. So,
yeah.
How long have you been natural? Now, have you like always been natural, or have you kind of done like some of us and, you know, kind of dabbled in relaxing and coloring and doing this and that to your hair?
Of course, yeah. Being raised in, you know, in a salon, I've done pretty much everything you could think of almost. I never got a curl, though. Never got a curl, but I did do relaxers because, just like everybody else, I thought that's what we were supposed to do, you know. But the funny thing, I was in that category where people were like, you have good hair, you know. I was in that
mm-hmm.
category. So, I had a little edge. I knew what to do to my hair to keep it straighter longer. And but at the same time, I did relax my hair just, you know, to be doing what everybody else was doing pretty much, you know, just following the trends. But I've been natural on and
right.
off. This last time, I've cut my hair probably like 3 or 4 times in my life, like down
wow.
really short. And
uh-huh.
it grew back every time. And each time, this last time I did it, I said, you know, I want to see what my hair is going to look like if I just let it grow without anything in it, you know. And so I started flat ironing
mm-hmm.
it. And I was wearing it straight, and it got really long. And that's when I started doing the waist length hair challenge. We'll talk about that later, I'm sure. And
yes.
Yeah, and my hair got, like, way down my back, like, really, really close to my waist. And I did not like the results that I was getting because I wanted to embrace the curls at that point. So I had
mm-hmm.
to cut it in a little bit. So it's still pretty long, but I'm working on it. But I want to grow it out this time to my waist, but without relaxers or straightening it. So that's my new goal, is to wear it without straightening my hair.
Okay, awesome. So, that's what I'm striving for too, Tendai.
Right.
And when I originally, like, because I tried before, like, doing the natural thing, and it didn't last long the first time that I tried it.
Right.
I was like, oh, my God, what have I done? So I went ahead and relaxed it again. But my problem that I always had was it would grow to a certain length, and then it would just stop. And I couldn't get it to grow any longer. And I was like, well, clearly I'm doing something wrong, or, you know, it's what I'm putting in my hair. And then I just kind of got fed up sometime last year, and I just cut the relax ends off. Now, after I did that, I was like, oh, gosh, what did I just do? But I cut the relax ends off, and I just kind of stuck it out because it was looking a little crazy at first. But now that, you know, now I can actually start to see like a defined curl pattern. I'm like, okay, so, you know, it's a lot cuter now than when I first did it, because at first I was like, oh my God.
Like,
so,
what did I do?
Right. So do you
yeah.
think, what do you think are the biggest fears for women transitioning into being natural? Because I know some people think about it and they're like, no, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a really good question. I've seen several fears. Number one, I think the number one fear is that people are afraid of their texture. Like, they don't know what their texture is going to be. They're like, I've never seen my texture. I've worn relaxers since I was 4 or 5 years old, and I just don't know what my hair texture is going to do. And, you know, they're like, oh, my God, new growth. I don't know. I mean, it's gonna be horrible. I'm not going to be able to style it. It's going to be ugly. They have
right.
the nappy head thing flying through their heads. You know, you've got family members who are in the dark when it comes to natural hair, and they say things to them that kind of keep them, you know, mentally enslaved in a sense, you know, just kind of locked up, and they feel like, well, you know, I don't want to do it because they don't even want to deal with the backlash of going natural or the explanations or, you know, that
right.
I hear people are afraid of what's it going to be like in corporate America, you know, people are going to accept me in corporate America, you know. I hear a lot of things, but those are some of the main ones that I hear, and it's a real fear. It's not anything that's just like, oh, just get over it and do it. No, it is
right.
a real – I've had women sit in my chair, and we would do a big chop, and they literally would cry. You know, they want it done,
wow.
and we talk about it,
wow.
but it's an emotional it's a very emotional thing, transition. It's literally like cutting off an old personality and putting on a new one. So, you know, when they cut that old hair off, they're actually literally learning who they are from the outside. It's one thing to say, oh, I know who I am. But I tell people, if you don't even know what's growing out of your head, how can you truly say you know who you are? Like, you really don't. That's one part of you that you totally decided I don't want to deal with. I don't want to deal with the texture of my hair. I don't know what it is. I don't want to know, you know? So that's a part
right.
of you that you can't even explain to your daughter. You know what I'm saying? So if you have a child, you have a
True.
Daughter, and her hair is texture, she gets her texture from you, and you're looking at her like, oh, my God, you got bad hair. But you got straight hair, and your hair is smooth, and you've chemically altered it. Your child's going to be like, okay, well, I got bad hair, and until I actually chemically alter my hair, I'm in the bad hair category, or I'm not good enough, you know? So it's a whole
right.
mental movement that women have decided or are deciding to embrace. And just look in the mirror and say, you know what? I'm just, whatever comes out, I'm gonna deal with it. And you gain so much confidence and strength from doing that. You know, whichever way you decide to go after that, at least you have actually taken a look at who you are for real, and then you can grow.
That's true. You know, that is so true, because I was thinking about those are some of like the things I thought about as far as being natural. Now I have friends who have gone natural, you know, but then you are wondering, like, what is my curl pattern going to look like? You know, is it going to be really pretty? Is it going to be kind of kinky? Am I going
right.
to look crazy?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you do have those fears of like, oh my gosh, what is it going to look like? Because, you know, there's certain people who have like a looser curl, it's really pretty,
yeah.
and then there's a kink curl that I think is pretty too, which is what I have. Well, I think I have two textures going on
mm-hmm.
in this
mm-hmm.
head.
Yeah.
I'll be making an appointment soon, but
yeah.
I have like two textures going on in my head. I think it's a lot more wavier and a little bit kinkier at the top, and then there's more of a spiral curl in the back. It's doing all kinds of stuff, but yeah, that definitely is a fear, because I've also felt that way, you know, becoming natural, like, what is it going to look like?
Right, right. Yeah, and then, you know, you're thinking about, you're looking at everybody else, and you're wanting to have the look. Okay, I think, you know, you see these women with these gorgeous curls, and like, oh, I went natural
right.
4 or 5 years ago, and it's like you want to jump to that instant fix. And the crazy part about it that is that you for years you've been hiding, but you want to instantly fix something. It's not something that you can go to the store and buy. You can't go to the beauty supply and buy your natural. Your natural is your natural. And I tell people that all the time. That's actually one of my slogans that I use in Texture Talk. And the women, we tell them, you know, my natural is my natural. And what that means essentially is what's growing out of your head is yours. And there's nothing wrong with it. You just have to get to know it and understand how to bring the best out in it. And it changes at every stage. It, from when it's short, it's going to do one kind of thing. And as it grows out, a little bit of weight is going to make it do something else. And then when you put product in it at a certain length, it's going to do something else. So you fall in love with yourself over and over and over again. Is that vain? But it's true.
like that.
Yeah, you do.
Alrighty. Well, we're going to take a quick break, Tenda, a quick music break here, and then we're going to come back and continue talking about the natural hair and everything. So, you guys, we're getting ready to play Usher featuring Juicy J, I Don't Mind, and we will be right back with Natural Hair Talk in just a minute. Dollhouse Radio.
Yeah. Ursha, baby, this for the A. Shawty, I don't mind if you dance on a pole. That'll make you a hoe. Shawty, I don't mind when you work until three. If you're leaving with me, gon' make that money, money, money. Your money, money, money. Cause I know how it is. Gon' handle your biz and get that money, money, money. Your money, money, money. You can take off your clothes long as you coming home, girl, I don't mind. The ballers in here tonight, they gon' buy 100 bottles. As soon as you shake it, I know they gon' make it colossal in here. Cause shawty, you thinkin' them tricks that you do with your body. Got all of these niggas, they crowdin' around you like they sing Beyonce in here. You want your own and you need your own, baby, who am I to judge? How could I ever trip about it when I met you in the club? I make enough for the both of us, but you dance anyway. You know I was raised in the A, shawty, I don't mind if you dance on a pole. That'll make you a hoe, shawty, I don't mind when you work until three. If you're leaving with me, gon' make that money, money, money. Your money, money, money. Cause I know how it is. Gon' handle your biz and get that money, money, money. Your money, money, money. You can take off your clothes long as you coming home, girl, I don't mind.
No, I don't.
When you get off of work, I'll be ready to go in the Rari. And when we get home, we'll have us our own little private party in here. So I don't worry at all about the things they do or say. I love you anyway. You can twerk while in a split. You racking up them tips. Your body rocking, your booty popping. I'm proud to call you my bitch. They be looking, but they can't touch you, shawty. I'm the only one to get it. So just go ahead, keep doing what you do. Mind, if you dance on a pole, that'll make you a hoe, shawty, I don't mind, when you work until three, if you're leaving with me, gon' make that money, 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 your money, 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 cause I know how it is, gon' handle your biz and make that money, money, money. Your money, money, money. I can take off your clothes.
Let's get it.
As long as you coming home.
What you
see,
Jay? I'm just trying to cut her up, trying to bust a nut, trying to take somebody, bitch, turn her to a slut, trying to fill my cup, trying to live it up. Throw some hundreds on her ass, walk her out the club. Yeah, lap dance for the first date. Better throw a few bands, that's third base. It's okay if you work late. We can still party like it's your birthday. We can still party hard in your birthday suit. Knock the pussy out the park like my name Beirut. Shawty, she just wanna tip, I just wanna see a strip. If you fuck me like you love me, shawty, you might get rich. Have her own cake, her own place. Blow her own gas, no Rolex. When we in the bed, she like to role play. Tell her friend to join in both ways.
Shawty, I don't mind if you dance on a pole. Don't make you a hoe.
All right, and we are back, you guys. That was Usher featuring Juicy J with I Don't Mind. If you are just tuning in, you are tuned in to Beauty and Beats right here on Dollhouse Radio. Make sure that you call in. We are on the line talking with Master Hairstylist and Colorist Tendai Morris, a.k.a. the Hair Whisperer. I forgot to add that in when I introduced her in at first, the Hair Whisperer. So if you guys have any questions or you have questions about natural hair, because that's what we were talking about, definitely give us a call. The number is 646-595-4038. All righty. So my next question regarding the natural hair. I'm sorry, Timer, did you have any questions about natural hair that you wanted to ask or anything you wanted to ask, Tendai?
It kind of goes back to what I was saying beforehand when you mentioned the guy who posted the video. Tina, isn't it kind of like, do you think women somewhat older men are heads up before they actually go into that phase of cutting all their hair off? Because we get caught up when our reaction is, we might be sitting there with our mouths wide open like, dang, babe, what the heck? You know what I'm saying? So, and that reaction alone could get us a week in a doghouse,
Right,
so,
right.
Don't you think it's better than, for one, right?
That's funny. I'm a barber also, so I work in a salon with my brother, and he's got the guys on one side, and I have, my natural hair clients on the other side. But what I tell my women, and what I've learned about men and styles, men are very visual, first off. They're visual. If a person comes in and the hair is not right, it looks weird, then they're gonna be the first ones to let you know it ain't right. They're gonna be like, huh? But if it's done right, they don't even trip off of it. They're like, whatever. I mean, I say that because I look at the type of women that they're attracted to. You say Halle Berry, they're like, ooh, Halle is just
right.
Because she rocks her hair in a certain way. I mean, Amber Rose, she don't have any hair, but I see men falling over her. So
right.
I don't think it's and as far as their women is concerned, the hair really doesn't make the woman. The woman actually makes the style. It's about confidence. It's about doing it the right way. Now, as far as your question about giving them a heads up, I think that's totally between the two people involved. My husband, I asked him, I was like, how do you like my hair? You like it shorter, longer? He's like, babe, do whatever you want to do. So, I don't know. I feel like that's confusing because sometimes we're looking for I guess a goal or some kind of, like at some point in the
right
direction, I don't get no help with mine, it's like whatever. So I don't know, it's like as long as it's done right, I think it's okay. So,
it's really not to say that we have any control, even if we say we don't want her to cut it or we do want her to cut it.
Right, exactly.
But it's like the heads up would be nice sometimes,
Yeah.
Imagine just coming home from playing ball and walking in and, left your woman, her hair was down her back, and then you come home and she's got an Amber Rose.
Right. You're like, hold up.
Right.
In a relationship with somebody, I mean, I think that's respectful. You should at least say, hey, I'm thinking about cutting my hair, and they go, well, what you think about doing it, and you show the picture. And I'm going to tell you something else, though. This is another thing. Ladies, let's get realistic, okay? If you look like Precious, do not bring a picture of Halle Berry talking about this is what you want your hair cut like. This is what you look like. The reason I'm saying that is because the face structure and none of that matches. So you're trying to throw a round peg into a square hole. That's not going to even go. So that's when you start seeing those disasters and you're like, oh, no. Find something that looks similar to your face. Like find a picture of somebody that has a facial shape like yours and then go for styles in that category. I mean, Pinterest is a beautiful thing. You can type in short hairstyles for round faces or short hairstyles for oval faces or square faces, and you could find all kinds of style options for you, and then you get with your stylist, and they should be able to help direct you in the right, to take the right path. So,
I think that is a great point.
That's a good point. Yeah, right. I'm like, that's a good point.
Yeah. I see that so many times. People come in and, you know, they're like, oh, I want my hair like this. And I, you know, I just tell them, like, you know what? Let's look at something else. Let's look at some other. I see what you're going for. You want short hair. Yeah, I love this style. Okay. Well, I'll automatically pull out my iPad and start pulling up pictures on Pinterest that I know fit them. Or I may even Google. Like, I had one woman, she reminded me of Queen Latifah. She's a pretty mm-hmm. lady. She just reminded me of Queen Latifah. And she wanted a style. And so I immediately pulled up Queen Latifah pictures, short hair, whatever, long hair. And then it came up uh-huh. with all these different options. But I didn't tell her that's what I was doing. I just started showing her all these pictures. And when I showed it to her, she was like, oh, my God, people always tell me I look like Queen Latifah. I was like, really? And then she's like, I really love this hairstyle. This is the bob I've been wanting. I was like, oh, well, let's do that. You know, it just kind of, I guess right. it's psychology a little bit, but, you know, you got to kind of lead people a little bit. But my tips, the tips that I give people are, you know, more so to help them to be realistic so that they don't give up on their goals and not take a realistic approach to their natural journey, you know.
Right.
So that's right. that's my goal with it.
Right.
Well, that's good, and you gotta appreciate. Oh, go ahead, Tyler.
No, I'm just saying. She basically what Tendai's saying is find what works for you, and in other words, do your research. You know, opposed
right.
to just going what you feel like is a hot style, and you would love to have it when you know. Saying the facial expression may not. I mean, I said facial expression. Face. It may not fit their face. In other words, that's all I'm saying. So, no
mind. Right. But that's good, though, because that's why we go to stylists so that we can, you know, hear the truth and know what's going to look right, you know, and do the right thing because I understand that totally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So getting back to the natural hair questions, what are some of the key things when you are natural that you should do to your hair? Because I know, like, right now, I go through kind of the trial and error thing with trying out products, and
mm-hmm.
there's 1,000 natural hair products on the market, and it's like, well, do I use all natural products? Should I make my own product? Should I, you know, do I use
right.
a co-wash? Do I
right.
do the leave-in
uh-huh.
conditioner? How do I treat it on the daily? And, you know, how to keep it moisturized? So what are some of just like the key things when you're natural that you should do to your hair?
Right. Okay. So the first thing I want to say, there's so many people out there that are like, well, you know, when I go natural, I'm just going to go natural. And they go, you know, they start mixing up mayonnaise, butter, garlic bread, whatever they can find just to put it on their head and make it work
right.
somehow natural. You know what I'm saying? Whatever they got in the refrigerator, it's
right.
like olive oil, like Crisco. I mean, they've got all these stuff, like I'm making my own products and I'm putting it on my head. Well, you know, that's a very, very, very good thing to you know, go after. But just like anything, your body, your hair actually comes from your bloodstream as far as it's fed by your bloodstream. So it's going out of your body. Whatever's going on internally in your body, what's going on externally is really a reflection of what's happening inside of your body, all right?
Mm, okay.
So the thing with that is that when you have a person who comes in, their hair is extremely dry, the scalp's dry, the hair is constantly breaking, there's all kinds of stuff going on, and then they say, well, I'm just going to go natural, and they just start, you know, doing all these different things. Sometimes you're so far gone, you know, that you need a product that has some of the agents that are in it. I mean, you know, people are like, oh, well, I don't use this, I don't use that. It's about balance. It's all about balance.
Mm-hmm.
If you're so far gone one direction, you know, as a professional, and that's why, you know, going to somebody that's a professional, and you know, and we'll talk about that later too, but it's my job to recognize where you are, bring your hair back in balance so that you can use those natural regimens and continue to go on to retain the length that you're going from within. So we talk about everything from getting on a healthy diet to making sure you're
mm-hmm.
drinking enough water to making sure you're exercising so that you have the proper circulation going through your body to make sure that you have the right vitamin supplements that are going into your body also to feed your bloodstream to grow hair, period. You know what I mean? So, and then
right.
externally, what we do is work with certain products that are going to be for damaged hair or dry hair. If your hair is already
mm-hmm.
damaged, going natural is not going to benefit you at all. All it's going to do is just prolong the inevitable, which is, you know, hair breakage or more dryness, or you happen to end up eventually cutting your hair and starting over anyway with a new fresh head of hair.
Wow.
You know?
Okay.
So there's so it's a lot deeper than just, oh, I'm going to go and mix up some stuff and that I saw on YouTube and start putting it on my head, and now I'm in a natural world.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of people are disappointed and they give up. You know, they're like, oh, this ain't working for me. Natural ain't for everybody. You know, but it is. It's just that you don't understand your natural. Nobody's ever explained to you where you are and what you need to start doing. It's actually a life change. It's not just about, you know, you trying to fit in with this style or this group of people, but it's actually a life change. You know, there's things that you do internally so that you can get the results you want externally. So
I am glad that you said that, okay, because I have been watching YouTube now. I'm hooked on YouTube. I have been on YouTube. I was about to get me some extra virgin coconut oil and some essential oils and some avocados and honey and makeup, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the results that you're looking for. I mean, so let's say, for instance, like avocado. You know, a lot of people say that that's really good for moisture, or certain olive oils or a co-wash. Say, for instance, there's a person that comes in and they have seborrheic dermatitis, which is inflammation of the scalp, or also known as, quote-unquote, dandruff, right? So they're like, oh, my scalp is flaky, itchy. I'm just going to stop using the shampoos I was using. I'm going to use this, and I'm going to start putting, you know, this avocado on my scalp. Well, the inflammation is because of the pH levels unbalanced in your skin. It's, you know how you have a breakout or something like that, you're allergic to something.
Right.
Well, over the years, when you've been getting relaxers for so long, your hair just your scalp starts to react, and it becomes out of whack. It becomes unbalanced. The pH levels are off. So that's the reason why your scalp is continuing to flake up, and you're having these flare-ups in your scalp, and it will not stop until you actually correct it. You have to put it back in balance before you start doing maintenance regimens on it, you know. So with that being said, a lot of times if I recognize that on a person, first I ask them, how long has this been happening? If they tell me it's been for a long time, then I ask them about, you know, whether or not they've been getting relaxers, how long that's been, and, you know, we kind of go from there. But if I, 9 times out of 10, I can determine that it stems from when they were getting chemical relaxers. At some point, the scalp was irritated to the point where it started trying to heal itself. There's also a fungus that can develop, and it will cause women to have hair loss, and the hair will just actually stop growing through those hair follicles because they're actually clogged up with a fungus and it cannot grow. So you have to put something on your scalp in order to kill that fungus so the hair starts growing back in. And a lot of times, you know, I get women, they're saying, oh, my God, I didn't even think my hair would grow back. You know, a lot of cases, no, but in many cases that I've seen, it does grow back when it's treated the right way, you know. So you put that back in balance, and from there, the hair that's coming out, this one you determine, okay, now is my hair dry? Is it oily? Is my scalp the type of scalp that produces a lot of sebum, which is oil? And if it's not, you don't want to go in with if your scalp is one that produces a lot of oil, you don't necessarily want to go in with more oil, like the avocado. You don't want to go in with more oils or something that's going to make it even oilier. You know,
right.
Or if you know, because that could cause other problems, unbalance again. If it's too dry, you don't want to go in with something that's not going to allow your hair to hold the moisture and seal it properly. You know, so again, it's like in and out, and then you've got the pH balance and the levels that need to be brought in balance before you start trying to figure out a regimen for it. And with that in mind, you know, that's why I like to, you know, help people to figure out the best product once their hair is growing out so that they can continue on that path, you know. And it starts to kind of tell you what it needs. That's the crazy thing. Your hair will talk to you. I mean, that sounds funny, but it's the truth. Your hair will definitely start to say, you know what, it's acting better when I do this to it. Or, you know what, it's not acting right when I did this to it and it's acting weird. You know, it'll change up on you with the weather changes. Here in St. Louis, you know, we go through all kinds of stuff. So when I start noticing that the moisture is not in the air, I notice changes in all of the clients' hair. So I have to start adding moisture. Or, you know, when it gets hotter, I have to start switching it up then and doing different things. So it's a constant it's a constant process, but there's not one thing that's going to work for you forever for the rest of your life. You do have to kind of pay attention and let it show you which way to go. I'm working on some videos actually myself to help people to understand what to do with their hair and, you know.
Oh, nice.
Give any advice. Yeah, to give any advice that I can give. And I do Skype consultations. I actually had a consultation with a woman from Turkey. That's crazy, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
About a week ago, she reached out to me on Facebook, and I was literally talking and doing a consultation with a woman from Istanbul. And that kind of blew my mind. After I was like, what? You know, that did that. I'm like,
right.
That was awesome.
Wow. Okay. So definitely. So it sounds like it's good practice. If you are going to make the decision to go natural, it probably is best practices to, you know, actually speak to a professional first so you can see kind of the right way to do it. Because, you know, everyone's like going natural now. You know, everybody's like, hey, I'm going natural, you know, but I see that there's, you know, a lot more to it, you know,
mm-hmm.
and things that
yeah,
you
it's
to
more
make
than
sure
just
that
haircut.
You're right.
More than just a haircut. Yep. Yep. You know, and sadly,
that's
a lot of
a long time ago.
sadly, there are a lot of stylists that are not really that knowledgeable about natural hair too. But, you know,
mm-hmm.
what I say to the stylists is that, you know, it's our duty as professionals to hone our craft. It's our duty as professionals to be sure we are up on top of what we're doing. We are basically doctors when it comes to hair. We're more than just hairstylists or basically maneuvering hair and making it into shapes and all that. That's a great side of it, but there's a whole other aspect of this profession that we really need to be sure we're on top of at all times, because what you don't want to do is have your clients at home trying to mix up stuff and put it on their hair because they're not able to trust in us as professionals. So, you know, take a good look in the mirror and ask yourself, am I really doing everything that I can do as a professional to support my clients, to this charge that we have when we spent all this time in school to get our licenses? It was more than just, you know, I'm going to do this and now I'm going to go and just do hair and make money. You know, if that's all you're about, then, you know, it's sad to say you're going to get left behind, because people
right.
are really tired of being unhealthy. More than anything, fibroid tumors is something that has been dominant in the black community, black women,
mm-hmm.
for a while.
Right.
And now there's scientific research that chemical relaxers have a basis for, you know, where these fibroid tumors have come from. I mean, who gets relaxers? We do. You know, black women
right.
do. So that's the reason. It's part of it. I mean, that's not the total reason, but it's very prevalent in the black community. Most doctors will tell you that, you know. Yeah, you know, it's in the black community. So that's something to
wow.
really think of. You.
That is so funny that you said that. I actually have a god sister who has fibroid tumors, and, you know, and she's done that too. She's been relaxed forever. I think she's just recently gone natural, but it's so funny that you said that. So that's a good point. It's really important. I guess it is a, you know, total health thing, you know, what you're putting in internally and what you're putting on your hair externally. And wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It is. You do have to really just continue to study. It's a non-stop process, even for the stylist. You know, this is new for us as well, you know.
Right.
It's new for the stylist because in school we're not taught how to maintain natural texture. They teach us how to work with chemicals. They teach you the basics. But as far as natural hair education, that's not offered. So that's something, continuing education in St. Louis, I know it's not offered, not a requirement, but I know in other cities and states like Chicago, you have to continue going to school. You cannot stop, you know, and that's what's going to actually
right.
take you to another level, period. You know, you don't ever want to just stop. And I'm always I'm always learning. I'm always listening. I watch YouTube videos, too, because sometimes I pick up tips. And, I keep
right.
the stuff I can use, and I discard of the stuff that doesn't make any sense to me. So,
yeah. YouTube is good for, you know, some things. I will say that So definitely nice. Did you have a question, Timer?
No, I was just going to say that it's basically, you know, you get what you pay for, you know, and when it comes to like health and you know, especially hair, you know, the more you put into it, I mean, it's kind of like having a hobby, you know, the more money you spend to grooming and keeping it healthy, the more the odds for it to grow even, you know, grow faster than it would if, you know, in a sense have as, right? So. Man, it makes me want to grow my hair. I always wanted to grow my ponytail back out, you know.
Gosh.
You
when I was little,
it.
I had a ponytail that was hot. You know what I'm saying? It was hot. You know,
I
would
encourage
is,
that to die.
I mean, but you know what? To his point, all right? So men don't put that, you know, a lot of times, like, men will grow hair. They can grow their hair so fast. Like,
mm-hmm.
like how often do you get your hair cut?
I cut my own hair, so I cut my hair like every 2 weeks, maybe. I can cut it every week, for real, you know?
Right.
So
it's like continuously growing. And the thing is, it's like for them, they're like, man, I got to go back and get my hair cut already. You know, you cut your own, but I got to cut my hair again, you know? Yeah. So their hair is growing out there rapidly. Why do we as women feel like, it's almost like for us, we cut our hair down. 2 weeks is an eternity because we wanted to grow out to our butts. But, you know, we weren't wanting
right.
to grow like that. It would seem like it would grow out so fast. And it really does. It just accumulates. And then you notice that the guys aren't doing a whole bunch of manipulating to their hair. So it stays
right.
on their head and accumulates fast. I mean, my son can grow out afro in about an hour, it seems like to me. Like, his hair grows out so fast. You know, but we're constantly
right.
looking, wanting these results to be like overnight, but it's a patience thing. And one thing I will say, like my advice to all the natural women who are going natural, just find styles at each length that are going to, that you're going to love. You know, go on Pinterest, short hair, or, you know, looks for women with short hair. And then when you get to that mid-length, looks for women mid-length hair, looks for women long hair. And then you know, you just find the ones that are in your category and rock them.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it looks like we had a caller, but they must have hung up. So hopefully they will call back in so that we can pick them up and see what their question was.
Okay.
Hey, Kendall.
Yeah.
I normally tell my wife that, you know, like within the time of letting her hair grow, she should like find different styles that accommodate how much hair she has, you know, as it grows.
Right.
Because, you know, some
right.
hairstyles you can't necessarily keep the entire time while trying to let your hair grow.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So wouldn't that be the best way of treating your hair as far as, you know, constantly getting the ends cut and switching the hairstyles as time goes, and the longer the hair gets, the different the hairstyles, right?
Yeah, definitely. That's exactly essentially what it is that we're saying. It's really not rocket science, you know what I'm saying? Basically, leave your hair alone, let it grow. You know what I mean? Don't
right.
don't just, you know, you don't want to be ungroomed, but you don't have to do each and every single thing that you see, you know. You don't have to twist it out. You don't have to do all that stuff if you don't want to. Now, I mean, there's some beautiful twist outs and things, but tension and combing your hair and all that it really plays a major part in damage.
Mm.
So, you know,
right.
doing too much.
I just back off so I don't end up in a doghouse, you know, because I know she knows how to take care of hair better than I can. I know, so I haven't done the research, so I kind of just leave it alone. So, yeah, that's what's up.
Okay. I'm glad you mentioned that, though, about, like, the twist outs and tension and stuff, because I know that, you know, a lot of people talk about doing protective hairstyling, like sew-ins and things like that. So is it good to do that, you know, when you're growing your hair out, or should you do it in moderation?
I mean, of course, I have no problem with that. My problem is not with the styles as far as, you know, I'm not one of those people who tell you, oh, don't wear your hair weave. I'm not like that. I mean, my thing is
right.
that you got to do what you got to do to get you where you need to be as you're doing it. You know, I'm saying don't chemically alter. Don't put relaxers in your hair. That's my thing. But with the braiding now, that can be kind of devastating, especially, I mean, it could set you back so far if you braid so tight that it's pulling, you have stress alopecia at that point. That's not good. So you got to make sure that it's not too much tension being put on the hair when you're getting a sew-ins. You know, if it feels uncomfortable, it's too tight, you need to let somebody know. Just like, hey, this is not working, you know. It shouldn't burn. Your head shouldn't be just sitting there.
Right.
It's braids. It shouldn't hurt.
I used to hate that. Right.
That'll cause just as much baldness as a relaxer will. And sometimes your hair won't even grow back. So that's a problem, you know. And I think when you know better, you do better. You make better choices. So it's about, you know, it's just really about doing everything in moderation. Doing it in moderation.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Awesome. All right, well, we are going to take another quick little break here, and when we come back, we are going to get into this waist length challenge, and then I know you have some special projects that you are working on as well, Tendai. So we are going to talk about that. We're going to go ahead and get into this song. You guys, this is another independent artist here. This is Lucci with The Calling, and we will be back in just a moment.
You know if I still know how to do this. A lot of shit to get off my chest.
Every day I feel this.
Yeah. Same name, different game, my nigga. Lucci. What's the outcome of being the mix between King and Malcolm? The youth in my city asking me how come they don't recognize you till you make a mistake. Say the South ain't lyrical, I beg to debate. Made a meal out of spam, continue praying for steak. But when you come from the bottom, just happy getting the plate. You ever wipe a tear from your mama eyes too young to realize that the bill she was told is still late? No Mr. Clark here, and all she had was me around to lean on. Just to see a smile, I give anything to be on. Teacher told me dream on, you wasting your time. Never saw what I pictured, as if I paint for the blind. I can't explain what I felt in my veins, the game calling me, saying this is exactly what my calling be. It's bigger than living life, just like the ballers beat. Tell the youth to be king and queens like we ought to be. Late night ponders how I got in this position. When my life was out of shape, I needed more than a position. Appreciate the G's that kept a nigga out the kitchen. Told me I was meant for greater, swear they saw it when I didn't. Forever in debt to the streets for not making me a statistic. Chains kept calling my name, I finally listened. I'm just an extension of Trey, don't be typical. Can't make it to the top with your mindset elliptical. I'm gone. We can get out of here, you feel me? Probably ain't nothing but a state of mind. And to make it out, you need a state of trying, you feel me? Ain't nobody gonna give you shit in this world. You gotta get up and go get it. Soon, go get it, my nigga. Holy fang, I'm afraid to do it fail. My niggas getting biz without the slightest hope for bail. I can smell all the hate that's in the air. Young niggas living life without a care. But how could you blame them when no one there? Might as well be. Ghosts ain't no hope for the hood. We ain't about that life, but we misunderstood. Zimmerman's of the world, make it hard to do good. Black with a backpack, they say you making a jug. I'm the brain pot spark to shed light where it's dark. Make my people aware it's a start. It's bigger than the hoes I be fucking with. Cash I be shuffling the weed. Smoke a muffled in distraction when they loving it. I'm only speaking up for the things I've seen and been through. Club shows and venues, realize I've been you. Whipping this old school, daydreaming what I've been through. Pop told me stand firm, never let them bend you. This game ain't a game, got a son I gotta tend to. Cutting niggas off, close friends and some kin too. Don't take it personal, I'm trying to keep progressing, nigga. Selling myself short, out the question, nigga. Sue me, cause I'ma continue to do me. Got sluggers still in my spirit, I blossom into a Lucci. Ain't it beautiful? Hood nigga, far from the usual. Shots in my city, was my cue to go? Get it? I mean, really, niggas was shooting shots in my city. I figured it's time to pack my shit and go, you dig? Try something different. And you know, just like on the line, nigga, when that gunshot go off, it's time to get to that finish line. But y'all don't feel me, though. Y'all don't feel me, though.
chat. Closing remarks, I'm dope as Kendrick Lamar. Dismantling all these labels, the solo acts and the squads. Boy, your iPod is just a dry pod if you ain't got no Lucci on the playlist. Make them shut up when you played it. I'm ill, how ill? Ill enough to make ASIC. Time to go back to the basics. Make sure you don't forget it when they mention what my name is. Lucci motherfucker, aka the South Savior. Nigga.
Yeah.
All right, all right. Yeah, that was. That was Lucci. He was. He actually was on the Truth Be Told show, and he won like the indie artist battle and everything. But yeah, I really like that too.
Yeah. Lucci.
All right. If you guys are just tuning in, you are tuned in to Beauty and Beats right here on Dow House Radio. If you want to call in, you can give us a call at 646-595-4038. We are talking about natural hair and healthy hair, and we have a special guest, Tendai Morris. She's a master stylist and colorist, and they call her the Hair Whisperer. I see why now. And
I didn't name myself that. The clients named me that. They started calling me that. I was like, okay.
I like that. Yes, yes. I like that. I see why.
Yeah, I'm here, Tendai.
Okay,
I'm
here. Hello?
I don't know. Yeah.
I'm here now. I don't know what happened.
Okay, I think we have a technical dispute with the host. She'll be back shortly. So, yeah, I mean, it's crazy, you know, just like the I don't know, it just bothers me. I remember I came home one night and my wife just decided to just chop all her hair off, and I was like, what are you doing, you know? And I don't think my facial expression helped the whole situation. So, you know.
The one thing I can say is that, you know, as women, it's hard, you know, because when you think about what's promoted as the epitome of beauty, it's not a picture of us. So, you know, we know we're beautiful. I'm saying, you know, people tell us, oh, you're beautiful. But the thing is that when you have all of these visuals around that say otherwise or have said otherwise for years, you know, trying to just embrace who you are and break past that stereotype is difficult. You know, you're gonna have to try to fight it and battle it the best way you can. So all I can say is just, you know, be supportive. Maybe make sure she's not going through some kind of mental crisis first.
It was far from that. It was just the point, you know, she knows her hair better than I do, you know, so
right.
it's just the point of, you know, like, wow, you know, it was unexpected, but it happened, you know?
Right.
So.
I'm bad, guys.
Oh, hey.
That was my phone. Look, it was trying to call somebody else three-way in on the conversation. I was like, oh, God.
That's cool. He was holding it down.
Yeah, I was still talking about, you know, when Wifey cut off her hair when it didn't tell me, and I was, you know.
That was a traumatic experience for you, wasn't it? I think we need to start a
right,
support.
Right, yeah, because he's like brought it up a couple times now.
Yeah, they need a support group for the guys.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We do have a caller on the line, you guys. So I'm going to go ahead and pick up this caller. This is 314-518. Hi, you are on the line with Beauty and Beats, caller.
Is it for me?
Hello.
Hi. Were you calling to talk to Tendai or?
Yeah, Tendai is my sister.
That is my brother. I hear him. I'm like, that sounds like my brother.
I've been listening, and I think this is real great. I really enjoying every segment of this, and you guys are doing a good job. And I just want to tell you guys, this means so much to a lot of people. You know, me being in the hair industry too. You know, I think this education part of it is going to open a lot of people's eyes and what this is all about as far as us having this natural hair and what it really means, man. It's real deep in what we really think it is. And now that you guys are pulling the I guess pulling the covers off of it, I think it's going to be a real big issue.
That's right.
Yep. Love the good work, y'all. Love the good work.
Thank you so much.
Wait, before you hang up, real quick. My big brother, he's the owner of St. Charles Barber College.
Yes.
Charles. So that was a shameless plug. I wanted to do that real quick.
Yes, thanks. Again, I just wanted to say you guys keep up the good work, and I'm gonna keep listening, and y'all take care. All right.
Okay, thank you so much for calling in.
No problem.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was awesome. And before I had like the phone mishap, that's what I was just gonna say that. I have like learned so much that I didn't even know, you know, in just this little bit of interview that we've done about natural hair. So it's like, okay, like there's a lot that I didn't know about doing
it.
And I think that's,
Knowledge is definitely power. And that's the reason why I started doing Texture Talk, which is the event. I know you're going to mention that later on, but that's Texture Talk is definitely that's what it's for. It's basically a forum and a support group. And that whole thing is a question and answer platform for women to be able to get real information, not just sitting in a big room with a bunch of women talking about their experiences. I mean, that's great. But you really need some guidance. It's one thing to talk about the problem, but you need solutions. You need to know what to do next. I mean, you're going to walk away, you're going to feel great, you're going to feel empowered, you're going to feel like, okay, I'm going back in now, I know what to do, I've fallen in love with my hair at this stage now, and, you know, and it's something that's going to be ongoing. You know, Texture Talk will be ongoing. So.
Awesome. Look, we have another caller on the line. Okay, the lines are blowing up here. So wait, we have another caller. This is 314-546. Caller, you're on the line with Beauty and Beats.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. My name is Ashley Jarita, and I am a new client of Ashley Tendai.
Hey, Jarita.
Hi. So I do want to just ask a question, even though I'm probably going to call you. When is it appropriate to probably try and color your hair? Because, as you know, when you do go natural, you do become a little bit more experimental.
Yeah, I've actually that's a really good question, okay, because I've heard people say, well, you know, if you color your hair, you're not natural anymore, and this, that, and the other. Well, the thing is, natural hair, when you say natural hair, what we're talking about is texture, the texture of our hair. We're wanting to stay away from actually destroying the bonds that actually create the curl pattern in our hair. So color in itself is not doing that. When you start to bleach your hair, things like that, that's when you start playing around with the possibilities of damaging your hair, okay? What we're talking about is pigment and pulling pigment out and putting pigment in to your hair. When you go natural, as long as you have it done by someone who is a color specialist that understands color and the effects that it can have on your hair, that's going to take the proper steps. Number one, doing a skin patch test to make sure you're not allergic to color. Those are the most important factors. But as soon as you get hair that you can color, you're able to color it. So that's not an issue for me from a professional standpoint. Now, there's some people who clearly say, you know, I don't want to do any color. And that's truly your prerogative. It's not for me to tell you can't color your hair, because I myself, you know, I work in the beauty industry. I like the results that people get when they put color in their hair, sometimes actually enhancing the style that they have. It's a great thing. So, yeah, it's open season as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome, Jarita.
Okay.
Thank you for calling, Jarita.
Thank you. Have a good one.
All righty. So, okay, Tendai. So now we are getting ready to get into talking about some projects that you are working on for this natural hair movement. And let's go ahead and start with your event, though, that's coming up in April that I'm going to. Okay, go ahead.
Awesome. Yeah, so my event is Texture Talk with the Hair Whisperer. Please feel free to go on Facebook and friend me. It's the Hair Whisperer Tendai. The Hair Whisperer is one word, and then my name, T-E-N-D-A-I. and you can friend me on there. And it has all the information for Texture Talk. But what it is, Texture Talk is the number one open forum in our area for women to be able to come and get advice on natural hair and also to discuss their experiences. And also you can get products there and just really have a good time. It actually, it's a great thing to be in a room full of women who are on the same journey or who are thinking about that journey or who may not be thinking about it. They're just wanting to come and say, you know what, I'm doing my relaxers. I don't care what y'all say. You know, whatever, right. Whatever you're, wherever you are in your whole self-acceptance journey, this natural hair movement we have, you know, it's just a great thing to be able to sit in a room full of women and understand that you are not alone and that we do have ways to communicate and to kind of trade ideas. And, you know, it's just a great, great platform, you know. And I'll be actually selling the tickets. The tickets go on sale on the 31st. I am doing a pre-sale promotion right now on Facebook only. There's a link on there. You can click on
okay.
and purchase the tickets in advance. So, if you want to go ahead and get your tickets in advance, you could do that. But the tickets really go on sale on the 31st, and that I'll be selling them at Cafe Soul, which is the number one open mic that I host, too, here in St. Louis. So that's going to be at Rustic Goat on the 31st of this month at the Rustic Goat in St. Louis. Down, I think it's Olive, I believe. Oh, Washington.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure, but I'll get the address. But Rustic Goat, and we'll be there. Cafe Soul and Texture Talk tickets will be going on sale there by myself, the Hair Whisperer, my team.
Awesome. So I will be promoting that as well so that people know about Texture Talk, and I'm definitely going to be attending. So
yes.
I am very
excited. I don't know if I said the date.
About...
I don't know if it's April 4th, and it's from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. And that's
mm-hmm.
going to be held at the Embassy Suites Hotel in St. Charles, Missouri, in the ballroom. So we're getting a little fancy.
Oh, nice. I'm excited about that. Do you think, like, in the future, you may also do these, like, in other cities as well?
Of course. Yes, that's the that is the definite plan for us to move and go to other cities and move it around a bit. I've actually had some requests. I had a request from Philadelphia and one
nice.
From San Antonio, Texas. So, yeah, I'm definitely looking to go to a city near you. they were talked about a college tour and some other things, but you know, we're working on all of the legalities. But the address for the Rustic Goat is 2617 Washington Avenue. So that's where the tickets will go on sale there at Cafe Soul. So come on out and get your Texture Talk tickets.
All righty. I will definitely be promoting that as well on my Facebook page. And when I do the show, I'll be promoting it as well so people know about it. And
awesome.
So I'll also tell us, Tendai, tell us about the Wasteland Challenge. And I'm trying to figure out how to get a T-shirt.
Right. All right. So the Wasteland Hair Challenge is basically a state of mind. When I cut my hair off, I start really thinking about, you know, if I follow a certain regimen, there is no reason why. First of all, my hair is not going to stop growing. It's still growing from within my body.
Mm-hmm.
So long as I'm healthy, it's not going to just stop growing, you know. So
right.
it's constantly coming out, constantly growing out. Well, if I don't do things to make it break off from the ends, I wonder how long it could really grow if I keep it healthy and let it continue to grow out. Well, there's some factors in my, you know, natural shedding and things like that, you know, I had to keep in mind. But for myself, it was, you know, I started understanding it as a state of mind. Women who are wanting to go natural, it's like
mm-hmm.
you shoot for the moon. If you miss, you land among the stars. Or if you try to reach as high as you can, if somebody tells you to reach a little bit higher, your body will adjust and you'll reach higher than you thought you could reach. It's one of those things. So if I tell myself I'm going to grow my hair to my waist, if I don't make it to my waist, I may make it to my bra strap length, or I may make it to my waist. Who's to say I won't?
Right.
But I'll get further than I thought I would have gone if I just said, well, I'm going to let my hair grow out, and then I get fed up with it. My mind is to say, I'm going to my waist. So, you know, if it's at my ears right now, I know I'm going to my waist, so I'm going to keep on doing what it takes in order for me to reach my goal. So that's what that
nice.
Waistband challenge is about. And as far as your T-shirt, I'll make sure you get one, okay?
Okay. Yes!
T-shirt, I'm happy about those.
I was like, those are so cute. I got to get one.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yep.
Great. Okay, and then are there any other major things that you're working on for this year with this natural hair?
Yeah, my goal is to release my book, The Hair Whisperer, in September at one of the texture talks that are coming up in September. So we've got the show coming up here in April, and then the book should be done, the book release September. So, yeah, I have a lot going on this year.
Yeah, well, I was super excited for you. I can't wait for everything. I can't wait for the texture talk and the book release, and I just can't believe how much I learned just today in this last hour. And I think that it's important that people do come out to like the texture talk and really get educated, because we just don't really know, you know, what all goes into maintaining healthy hair and everything. So I think that is awesome. I am going to be making my appointment, and I got a text while we were talking to actually my other co-host Raphael, who's normally on here with us. He texted me because he went to an event that he performed at earlier today, but he called in and listened, you know, when he had time to, and he wanted to know how much you charge for a consultation, because he's all about natural hair. I think he's rocking like the dreads and just natural hair. I don't know how he's got it right now, but I know he's all into the natural thing, and he wants to know how much you charge for a consultation.
I don't charge anything for a consultation. My consultations are free, 20 minutes. And and I do that because I really want women to understand what they're doing. So they come in, we talk, and basically we have a counseling session. And, you know, they're either ready to do it or they're not. So, or, you know, the gentleman, they're either, you know, the men are pretty solid on what they want to do. They've been natural. So they're like, yeah, I just, you know, what do I need to do to take care of this stuff, you know? So, yeah.
Right.
Are free, so yep, come on.
Okay, well, I'm surely gonna let him know, because he is all about the natural, and he loves, you know, he definitely appreciates ladies that are natural and everything. So that's his like whole MO. So I'm gonna make sure that I let him know about the consultation and everything. So that
one
is
one other thing. One other thing I want to say really quickly, this texture talk is going to feature tips for mothers of daughters who have natural hair and they have no idea what to do with it. So this is going to be really cool. We're actually going to have, you know, there's going to be food there, texture talk, and the little kiddos are going to give you guys a special little show too. So it's going to be really nice.
Oh, that is so nice. And it's great that you're, you know, kind of paying attention to the mothers with daughters with natural hair, because, you know, I don't know how many people are doing it now, but I've heard so many mothers who actually relax their children's hair at a really young age.
They don't understand what to do to the hair. And I've had women to bring their daughters in to me as young as 7 months old. And sit in a chair, and we talk about their texture. And it is such a light bulb that, you know, it's a good feeling to see the light bulb that goes off in the mother's head, like, oh, my God, I had no idea. Oh, my God, look at her curls. I didn't realize that she had that. You know, it's a good feeling to see that, because, you know, the truth is that we are their first teachers, you know. So if they're feeling like my hair is bad, you've already started them at a very young age not accepting themselves. And then you don't understand why, as they get older, they have these issues of not liking themselves or not knowing how to fit in or trying to get attention the wrong way. You know what I mean? So that's all a part of it. It may seem like a small piece, but it's huge. You know, your hair is the first thing that people see. So if you're not comfortable with it, how do you expect other people to be?
Exactly. All right. Well, Tenda, tell the listeners that are listening how they can find you on Facebook, or if you have a website, Twitter, anything.
Yes, ma'am. You can find me. I'm definitely on Facebook under The Hair Whisperer Tendai, also on Instagram under The Hair Whisperer Tendai, and Twitter as well, Tendai Morris. So that's how you can find me. Get your texture talk tickets. Get them early. They will go fast. I'm expecting a pretty big group, but not so big where we can't communicate. So, you know, I try to keep
right.
it up. I try to keep it kind of composed. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to sell it out to the point where there's so many people that I can't even communicate with anybody. It's not like that. So it's a very intimate
right.
Event. So get your tickets, tell
mm-hmm.
your friends, and bring it on.
Yes, and make your appointments, you guys, with Tendai so that you can get it right, because I got to get it right over here too. So
right. Yeah, you can do it. You have a beautiful face. Plus, you're a makeup artist, honey. You'll be fine.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I am so happy you came on tonight, Tendai. I really, really am. And I'm going to encourage my friends to come on out. I think one of my friends, actually, she's had her hair done by you anyway before, Jennifer Stevens. So
oh, yeah.
I'm going to So I'm going to have, you know, encourage my friends to come out to Texture Talk because I think that's going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. We're going to have a great time.
All righty. Well, thank you so much, Tendai. I'm so happy that you called in. I will be promoting for you, and I'm going to make sure I follow you on Twitter. And I thank you again for just coming on and educating
us
and talking about hair. You are welcome. Well,
yes.
I think we got like nine minutes left in the show, so I guess I'm going to get ready to start wrapping up here. But thank you. And then when you do release your book, definitely let me know so that
I will.
Can have you back on and everything.
That's right. That's right. Will do. And your co-host, I'm sorry, I forget your name. Because you didn't even say it. We talked, but I didn't get the name. What was the name again?
Oh, Timer.
Tyler?
Timer.
Yeah.
Mr.
Yeah.
Timer. Okay. Yeah. See, the whole time I'm sitting here like, I didn't need, I'm sorry. Yeah, Mr. Timer, it was good talking to you too.
Likewise. And we'll definitely love for you to come to Truth Be Told, you know, promote. And,
I would love
you know,
to.
We'll love to help you out. You know.
Let me know. Let me know. And I would definitely love to come on.
Consider done.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Tendai.
Okay. You're welcome. Thank you.
Salud.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, you guys. We were just on the line with master hairstylist and colorist Tendai Morris. She kicked down so much knowledge about hair health and being natural, and it was awesome. So you guys definitely, I hope there were other people also as well listening online. If not, you can always listen to this show on demand by going to the link that I posted out on Twitter or Facebook, or you can also go to blogtalkradio.com and then it's /Dalhouse Radio, and then you should be able to find the show amongst the Dalhouse Radio shows. You can always go back and listen to these shows if you missed them. And definitely make sure you guys, if you are in St. Louis, St. Charles, Illinois area, check out this Texture Talk event. Make sure you follow Tendai on Facebook. I'll be posting out her information so you can follow her. And I'll also post out the flyer for Texture Talk so you guys can definitely attend the event. So that was like the best natural hair show ever, because I just like couldn't believe like how much like I didn't know, you know. And so I'm just super excited, super stoked. So yeah, we've got about 7 minutes left. Really quickly, I wanted to ask Timer, did you even get to see the Whitney Houston movie?
No, not yet. I haven't checked it.
Okay. Well, I won't talk about it just yet, but I will say this. I was disappointed. I was disappointed in the movie. I was so looking forward to the movie, but I was really disappointed in the movie. And not the disappointed that I was when I saw the Aaliyah movie. It's a different disappointed. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe they need to try again with another biopic for Whitney. That one just didn't do it for me. So
maybe it's just a lot of information they didn't have that they could share from the family's perspective, since they didn't have the family's blessings on the movie. So,
I don't think it was so much that, or
Maybe it was. You know, there were a lot of mixed reviews about the show, about the movie, but I guess more people were a little disappointed at the fact that it was more all about Bobby and Whitney opposed to it being, you know, more so of kind of like a biography of like her life, you know, how she got started and things like that. So, you know, it missed Whitney before Bobby. I think that's what it was. The Whitney before right. Bobby is what was completely left out of the movie. So it was a little awkward.
Seemed like it was, from my understanding, from what I heard, it seemed like it was coming from, as if the whole, they got the story from Bobby.
That's true.
It was kind of a way of getting around the family.
Right. You know, when you when I watched the Whitney movie, you know, when you look at it, you know, you'd be like, okay, so this movie, when you look at it, you're like, oh, Bobby wasn't that bad, but it's like, okay, this must have been Bobby putting this whole little story together.
Right.
So, but I don't know, you know, you never know. We are on the outside looking in, so, you know, what we see can be completely different from what, you know, what's really going on. So I can't say, but yeah. He, you know, Bobby was kind of made to look like he wasn't that bad. So I don't know. I don't know.
Right.
I'm not judging you, Bobby. So.
And, I mean, I didn't watch it, but, you know what I'm saying, the television was on mute. You know what I'm saying? And it was just weird how after it was over, Bobby had that little interview. So, like I said, you know, from the looks of things, it's like they got the story from Bobby and ran with it from there.
No. Yeah.
And a few other sources as well. But I'm sure he's
maybe
the main source from it.
Right. Maybe they'll do like they're going to do with the Aaliyah movie because, you know, apparently there's another production of Aaliyah that's supposed to go to the big screen that they're working on that I guess her uncle actually has a hand in. So, you know, maybe that will be a better biopic film for Aaliyah and then maybe they will be working on a better biopic film for Whitney. So we'll see how that turns out. But looks like you guys, we have come to the end of the show. For everyone that's new listening in, we do air live every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Beauty and Beats talks about a lot of different things. We talk about makeup. We talk about hair. We talk about fashion. We also talk about self-empowerment and just different subjects. So we're focusing not just on external beauty, but also internal beauty. And we definitely encourage you guys to keep calling in and tuning in each and every Sunday. And we are going to get ready and go out on a song here. I think we are going to do, what am I feeling tonight? You got the suggestion timer?
Stalker from London.
That is your song. Let me go here and find London. Wait a minute here.
I mean,
where is London at? Hold on. I just saw it here. Okay, I got it here. Yeah. All right, you guys. We will be back next Sunday. We will see you guys then. I'll post out the link for everybody. You can always go back and check it out. Tyra, you got anything you want to say here?
Have a great week, y'all. Salute.
All right, well, we will see you guys later. This is London with Stalker. Have a great night.
I guess I got another bitch stuck in me. But there ain't nothing new, it don't bother me. And she know I'll be calling in a VIP. I pop a bottle for them hoes, it don't stress me. Yes, me. Keep on watching you and nothing but a fucker. Yes, me. Keep on.
I ain't never worry about a broke bitch. You said that's your boo, that's my static. And you don't really know who you fucking with. I'm with my girls, and we ain't with a fuck shit. Yes,
watching you ain't nothing but a sucker bitch.